Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony.
How you doing, dude?
I'm okay. How are you?
Not too bad, man. What have you been up to? What have you been jam-a-lamming this week? Build any sick shelves?
No, I didn't. I'm done with shelves right now.
Nice.
I was waiting out the rain and got that lawn mowed. Flooding, yeah. You know, a lot of flooding, poops on the floor, things like that.
Poops on the floor.
Dog's been home alone all day.
Oh, yeah. I think it meant in the basement where it flooded. Mm-hmm. I was like, it got into Cat Paul's litter box.
No, but it did wash away all the excess
kitty litter,
and I just like vacuumed all that up with the water.
Well, there you go, dude.
It was about 50 fucking gallons of water,
dude. Silver lining is always good to have, and you got a lot of
it. I'm really trying to focus on those lately.
Silver linings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about the playbook? Just kidding. Anyways, have you seen the trailer for 47 Meters Down Uncaged?
No.
Did you see 47 Meters Down?
Mm-mm.
What's
it about?
Well, so check this out. Bunch of miners, right?
Right.
No. These girls go scuba diving or shark. Like, what's the thing? The in the cage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shark caging.
They do that. It fucking snaps. They go down. And they're like, they're O2. There. Dude, it's honestly, like, tight. But it sucks, too, in a way.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think who's in it. Mandy Moore.
One room. Whole movie, one room.
No.
It's, one cage.
Yeah, it's in the water. I mean, they start out, they meet some people and shit. Yeah. You know, they're like, oh, my boyfriend. God damn it. Like, we need to do something fun and exciting with our lives. This is what we're missing. Let's go fucking
sucking down margaritas.
Shark tanking, dude. Then they give a bunch of ideas to a panel of judges and then get eaten by sharks. No, it's actually pretty dope, though. I would recommend 47 Meters Down. And I'm kind of pumped for this because they did some cool shit in it.
What's the lesson?
What do you mean?
Don't do new cool things.
Yeah, honestly, just don't go in the ocean. Like, that really seems to be the parable for all shark movies. Just stay the fuck away from the ocean. Would you go into a shark cage? You would never.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
And someone, like, you're on vacay, right? And they're like, hey, man.
Are they paying for it?
We got a free ticket.
Yeah.
You'd hop in the cage?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, there's no risk.
What if the cage breaks?
There's
like in
this
movie?
There's never been a risk. No one's ever died in one of those.
That you know.
No, oh my God. I think it's riskier to drive from your house to the beach than it is to be in a cage in the water.
I mean, yeah, it's probably right.
You know, statistically.
Same diff with, like, you most likely you're going to die on the way to the airport rather than in a plane.
Versus, yeah. So,
do you know that another Malaysian Airlines went missing?
God damn. What is that called? Bermuda Triangles?
Bermuda Triangles? I don't know if they fly over that.
They probably were over some triangles. Or maybe it was the fucking ley lines, you know?
But honestly, like, get your shit together. Figure out a way to, like, fucking find your planes better. Like, it happened once. Okay.
Find your planes.
Like, the second time, like, another one disappears, they're like, we are really shit in the bed as an airline.
It's probably one
Who's going to fly that
ever again? Maybe it's the cheapest.
Yeah, it's like
to get out of Malaysia.
It's like the southwest of Malaysia.
Yeah. They're like, please, God, just get me off this place.
Yeah, if you're too fat, you can't fly here. And by the way, you might disappear. Oh, cool.
Great trek record.
Yeah.
They're probably one of the 23 species of aliens.
Turns out it's only $14 per flight.
Yeah. You might get abducted.
Okay.
So that's what I aliens, think. Yeah. Probably. I listened to a really good phone interview with Dan Aykroyd.
Ah, he loves aliens.
Dude, he's so into aliens.
Almost as much as Tom DeLong.
Tom DeLong's getting like his whatever weird little company is actually doing pretty good work, and they're getting declassified stuff and all kinds of stuff.
Wait, Tom DeLong actually runs a...
Yeah.
Alien company?
He put like something like $50 million into it, and... It's a company, it's a website and a company and a foundation that is all about discovery of evidence and, like, what is it called? Where you, disclosure. It's all about disclosure of what's already happened and going forward, being truthful about sightings on the government's behalf.
Let me hit the Google.
I swear.
I believe you. I'm just like, Tom.
Yeah, it's wild. He's like, fuck Blink, bro. I'm talking about Grays and fucking Scalians.
Company. Let's see here.
I think that's what they're called. The lizard people.
So Geffen Records.
Skellens.
To the Stars Media.
That's it.
To the Stars. No,
no, no, no.
Yeah,
no.
That's what Angels,
it's a weird, stupid one. It's
Tom DeLong's UFO company is reportedly 37.4 million deficient.
Oh, bummer.
Deficit.
I guess it's not a good business plan.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm showing Tony a picture of Tom DeLonge right now.
Dude, that's what happens to your eyes when you see the truth.
I guess.
You become Asian, dude. You're just like, ha.
Former Blink-182 member Tom DeLonge is the president and CEO of To the Stars Academy of Arts and Sciences.
Yeah, it was a long name.
A group dedicated to the study of aliens and UFOs. According to its website, the organization strives to be a powerful vehicle for change by creating a consortium. Wow. That's a tough one. Among science, aerospace, and entertainment. Wow.
Yeah.
But a new report from Ars Technica shows that the company apparently has a $37.4 million deficit as reported in NME.
How are you going to make money?
Yeah.
Where's their money? There is none. It's more so, can Tom DeLonge keep it afloat long enough to get some cool info and evidence?
The group has raised $1 million in outside funding. DeLonge's group plans to make up the rest of the difference by selling stocks per the report.
Super.
Isn't that like a fucking like a pyramid scheme? Like, hey, this thing's
kind of
not doing well. Can you buy stocks in it so
help
we can spend
us.
Money?
Yeah.
You're not going to get any of it
yet. For the future.
That's fucking wild.
Anything, any picks we find, we're sending to
my
you.
My guy. So I heard that they're making a Dune show.
Oh.
That
There's
is connected
books.
To the movie. The director.
To kind of like Watchmen?
Well. But they're being released like at the same time. So like Dune, the movie's being released and they're making a TV show based on there's like a girl tribe in Dune. I'm not really familiar with the books or anything.
The Fremen.
Sure. Is that real?
I mean, the Fremen are just the sand people with the blue eyes that live in the deserts.
Okay.
But I don't think they're all female. Oh, no. The Bene Gesserit.
Sure.
That's who it's about. It's about the chicks who like puts his hand in the box and it makes his hand melt. She's got like bald head.
I need to watch Dune again.
Yeah, and his little sister has like a fucking like horn on her finger, and she's like, hello.
We should do Dune as the test of Tony.
Sure.
Okay, cool.
I don't know much about it.
Well, I haven't seen it in like, I don't even know if I've ever watched it the entire way through. I just remember him like riding a sandworm with a fucking like, with spurs on him and shit. He's like, yeah! Just going through the sand.
And Patrick Stewart's like, you can do it.
Yeah, and then fucking Sting's all weird. And that dude with all the pustules is like, I need to float and do weird things. I don't like,
I'm going to suck human juices out of humans.
Yeah, I like, and I remember like, oh, the spice and shit. Like, I don't.
Spice is life.
I don't really remember a lot of the details.
I think they're maybe hoping it will become a Game of Thrones.
I think it could be. It's
if
pretty
that's
dense.
The pursuit. It's stupid dense.
I didn't see where it was coming out on though, because I know like Amazon has Lord of the Rings.
Dude, Amazon is awesome right now.
Do you have any news real quick before we hop into Good Omens? Because I know
so
we're about to talk about
Good Omens is what we're going to talk about, and there's a petition from Christians that want to get Good Omens. I guess there's a million good Christians that want to get Good Omens taken and stricken from Netflix immediately.
It's not on Netflix.
They want it stricken from Netflix immediately, though.
Well, they got their wish.
They did. And Amazon posted a post saying, or Netflix posted a thing, and he's like, we promise to never post more episodes of Good Omens. High five. Like, just like,
that's amazing.
We'll never post an episode of that. We promise.
What a bunch of fucking. Because
it's a fucking Amazon original, you moron.
God, what a bunch of fucking fuckbags.
That's that, like, the misinformation baby boomers are just like, my God, look at this post. Click it and link it, and I'm going to put my email in it.
God,
I'm in the petition.
I love God so much, I'll sign whatever the fuck they want.
Whatever it is. So, yeah, that's why it was like.
I just, Good Omens petition to cancel series incorrectly addresses Netflix, not Amazon. That's the headline right there. Wow.
It's fun.
Okay. You have any news? You see any cool trailers or anything?
I don't know the name of it. I think it might be an unnamed project. It's a video game that's like it's supposed to be like
barely news.
Barely news. No, it's a headline. And it says it's a GTA, but you're a shark. So it's just underwater adventures of a shark.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Have you seen that baby shark thing? Baby shark doo 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 baby shark doo 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 doo. So like they go through like this whole thing. It's like this like family that made it.
Okay.
Josie was like, you gotta listen to this. And legit, like she'll be like, Ripley shark doo 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 doo. And like you can do it for anything, like cat paw shark doo 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 doo. You know what I'm saying? Tony shark doo. But he goes through like grandpa shark, so like the shark doesn't have any teeth and shit like that. It's like these little kids singing it, and then like it goes into like daddy shark, but it's all metal and stuff. It's wild.
You love it?
It's fucking insane. It's just a brain worm. Yeah. It's one of those that just burrows in and will never let go.
Is it as cool as like the Shooting Star?
No, that's some good.
That's the good.
Robotch sent me a trailer of The Boys. I've talked to you about this. It's I think it's Seth Rogen's like producing it, but it's like I believe Amazon. If I'm yep, Prime Video. Yeah, so it's an Amazon original coming out.
Boys
like,
with a Z.
No. Yeah, and there's no hood or anything, so nothing to be scared
thought
of.
Thought it'd be cool.
No, but like it's like this like. Kind of shitty superhero. It feels like Watchmen, but a comedy.
Yeah,
that makes sense. That's it looks fun. So tight. I think that's gonna be great. I found
Boys,
that when I was
though. That's a
The Boys. Yeah, it's based off some graphic novel. Anyways, I saw that it was when I was looking for the Umbrella Academy.
Yeah,
and that's when I mentioned it to you. So like fucking 18 months ago. So when it premieres, you'll tell me about it.
Yep.
And I found a show you'll really like, Paul. You won't believe it. It's like right up your alley.
I'm
like,
gonna retain this. This is special to me.
Doubt that.
It's embedded.
Yeah, you fucking like it's I say something in me. And you're like, let it out.
It just phases past my dead eyes and goes straight through my hollow brain.
Spice. All right. Let's
but I remember everything from Dune.
Weekly recommendations and rejections. I watched The Men Who Stare at Goats on your behalf because you were like, I watched this. And I was like, I haven't seen that in a minute.
It's so fun.
It's great. I love that movie. Like, Josie was like, is it that good? I was like, I remember it being like pretty fucking solid. Yeah. And it was.
Yeah.
Fucking 8.5 Deep Impacts.
It's really fun.
We talked about it last week, so I'm not going to delve in.
Bingo.
Bango bungo. Dude, I'm not gonna lie though, we will dive in. Hugh McGregor's like his like narration and stuff like that, like what happens to him with his wife and like the editor and stuff is so sick. Like it's so pathetic and awful.
Oh yeah.
And Hugh McGregor's awful as well. Like
I like when he shits on himself in his narration.
Yeah.
He's like what all broken men do. Go to war.
Yeah, and he's such a pussy. Like, he fucking can't do anything. He's like, oh, God, they're calling us to the front lines. He's in his hotel room. He's like, is that Jack? Or whatever the dude's name is. Oh, so funny. Anyways, good.
No, Men Who Stare at Goats is really... It's such a unique movie, and it's based off really weird shit, and...
The Bridges is great.
Yeah.
Kevin Spacey. I see... a teacup.
My spirit guide Maud.
Oh God, he's the worst in that movie.
When he gives him the fucking dim muck and he just walks up to him, he's like, "Hey, pow!"
Yeah,
oh, what the fuck?
And he's like, "What's that?" He's like, "Well, it kills you." And they're like, "When?" He's like, "Well, one guy killed him in 18 years."
He's like, "He's like, Jesus, did it happen instantly?" He's like, "No, died 18 years later."
And then you
cancer.
Think about like, the Crohn's disease that he has and like the fucking cancer. He blames it on that, but like, it's such a beautiful human that like really.
He believes something
so much.
And he says that, and it is beautiful. Like, his salute to the sun, like, that he says, like, I want to walk upon your red earth and like,
then eat your green
skin. It's fucking, that's a dope mantra.
Yeah, I really dig Men Who Stare at Goats. It's on Netflix. Definitely check it out. It's worth your watch. Ray Roberts, stop watching The Bachelor and watch it now. Wouldn't that be weird if you're listening to a podcast and just got called out? What the hell?
Yeah, I'm just like, oh, yeah, it's pretty funny. Yeah,
Whoa,
Ed Gein's a pretty bad Tony.
How they know?
you guys read my tweet? It says like, you guys suck balls. Like, say my name if you have the fucking guts.
Yeah. Three Armageddons for that one.
Yeah, come on, fucking Ryan Seacrest, call me out.
All right, what'd you see?
I saw All of Good Omens, which is based off a graphic novel by Neil Gaiman.
Yeah, it actually might be a novel.
And then he also like produced, I believe. Yeah.
He also, he has his hand in a lot of his shit. New Gods is another one that he did.
Yeah.
I only watched the first episode of Good Omens.
Is that American Loved Gods?
It. Maybe.
Is that the same?
No, I think it is American Gods. New Gods is a DC comic book. My
with
bad.
With the dude from Deadwood.
Sure.
He's in. Which one? He's in American Gods. The proprietor.
Who's the proprietor? Swear Engine?
Yeah. He's in,
the guy that, like,
he's
runs,
one
like,
of the gods in American Gods.
That's so tight.
And there's the new gods and the old gods. So like the god of technology, the god of commerce versus like the god of like wrath and the god of war.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
That's
so
sick.
It's like,
have you seen them, this?
I've seen like one episode and I was like, it's good, but it's kind of like Preacher. It's like, it's cool mythos, but not like really awesome to behold.
I will say that like Preacher, the show, I was like, man, it's tight, but like, does not feel like the books. The books were fucking incredible. I only read the like first, I don't know, like 100 of them.
I imagine American Gods is probably better as a graphic novel.
Preacher's incredible. You would love Preacher. There's vampires.
That's
and
what
shit.
I mean. That's what I said. Like, the mythos is bad
he
as fuck.
He has the voice of God.
That's tight.
Yeah, he's like, put your gun in your mouth, and they're like, oh. Like, it's crazy. Oh.
What do they do?
Oh, not your dick. Get that out of there. Slap.
I said your gun.
Yeah.
This the is one my in your gun. Hand.
Yeah.
Wait, my dick's in my hand, too.
Oh, no, both. My mouth is so full.
Blows his dick off into his mouth.
God, chokes on it. Cool. How'd he die? I'm really not
it's
sure.
It's really weird to know.
Yeah, I don't know if someone shoved his dick in his mouth. It looks like a bullet wound, so I think
he blew himself?
Yeah. To death.
Oh, blown to death. Mm. Good Omens is got Michael Sheen.
Yes.
And fucking David Tennant.
The Tennant Bomb, as I call him.
Both of those dudes.
They're
my
dudes.
God. Those dudes are badass.
The first episode I thought was fucking so sick. I thought it was about them raising a baby that was the Antichrist.
Yeah, that was like the premise I got.
But that is not it at all. Mm-mm. Like, I mean, it's more so like them trying to not have Armageddon happen because they both kind of like Earth.
They kind of like what their lives and their friendship and the world they know.
So I watched the first one, so don't spoil it for me, but what do you give the series?
Wait, what? Only one?
I only watched the first episode.
Oh,
there's been a lot of D2, which I'm not going to talk about.
I would say it takes a turn to...
Not as good?
Well... Not a heavy enough turn to, like, disregard it, but, like, there are elements, younger elements in the
series
that I'm like...
I can't wait for this to pay off.
Move over. Get back to the adults here. We got business.
Oh, there's the kid shit.
There's young shit. Yeah. Like, so it feels like... I'm like, it's 2 pages of a teen novel during a chapter of awesomeness.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not like you're tortured by it. And the young actors do their job as well as... Literally, they hired 11-year-olds, I think.
Well, I mean, like, you look at Stranger Things, though.
You do what you can with...
You look at Stranger Things, and you see those kids, and you're like, I love watching them.
They're not there. They're not there.
Okay, that's what it is.
Yeah. Is next to
like it
in Stranger Things, it's not there. Or even fucking E.T.
So it's more like Rim of the World.
Yeah, it is. Because they're Rim of the World worthy. So I'm like, get the hell off screen. And then they do.
Okay.
They don't fucking focus on them long. They go, hey, let's get our award-winning fucking actors back in here.
Well, they have to progress the story in a certain way, and these actors are probably cheap.
Yeah. Fucking, who else is really funny? I forget his name. He plays Don from Mad Men. He's like the main dude from Mad Men.
Don Draper?
Yeah, he plays the main.
Oh, fucking, oh my God, yeah. Ham, John Ham.
John Ham, yeah. He's in it. He plays Gabriel.
Yeah, I know. I saw him in the first episode.
And
he's like, I'm going to go look at some porn now. Humans are so dumb. That was incredible.
Dude,
oh,
there's
so funny.
So much of that shit.
Like him like trying to be human, but like so blatantly like dumb as fuck.
Yeah.
It's really neat. Like. Take on an angel.
It shows how he sees humans too as like stupid cattle that
right.
are like they'll get it.
Yeah.
The fucking demons are dope.
How's the production value?
It shockingly is
good. Sick.
Like
that's tight.
There's CG and it looks like they pumped that CG.
Because I'm not gonna lie, there was a commercial, which is why I watched it on YouTube or something. Josie was watching YouTube TV and I was like, holy shit, that looked fucking rad.
Yeah, there's some real CG and they fucking put their fucking like boner hats on to make that, because the fucking the shots of like heaven and hell together are fucking amazing. Like both those places look so cool, and they take the set pieces for what they are. So heaven is a huge expansive space, but it's minimal. So they just bright light the living shit out of like a huge warehouse, and it looks like open heaven.
It looks like a fucking eternity of white.
Versus like dim, like kind of like scorched green walled like dungeon fucking like hallways
hell.
Is hell. And it's real tight and everyone's standing next to each other and they're miserable.
So basically like it's a good representation of it, but like it looks almost like, oh, those are easy tricks to make it not like here's kingdoms and fucking like all this bullshit.
We're not doing a fucking aerial shot of these bitches.
Right,
like
Speaking of sets, you know why Swamp Thing got canceled?
No.
They built the actual like set of a swamp in like this like warehouse, and then to house it between seasons would have cost like hundreds of thousands of dollars. So they're like, yeah, X that shit. But they built like the actual set itself.
They didn't
shoot it in a swamp because they want it controlled and all that shit.
They
so
don't want to be having frogs jump in their eyes.
Yeah, so that's why. But hopefully it gets picked up when Warner Brothers releases their app, because supposedly DC is going to go under the DC Universe app and then fucking go.
That would be good.
Yeah.
I
really want to see it, but I cannot fucking fork over $75 for a year of DC.
You don't get a 30-day free try?
You might.
Try that.
It's probably 7, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're like, hopefully they forget their credit card.
Yeah.
That's all.
Or make it hard to unsubscribe to where you're like, click here. And then it like says, like, can't complete the link. You're like, hey, mother.
YouTube was a piece of shit to cancel.
I tried Audible for about 2 weeks.
That's funny because Audible, I heard that, like, they gave my buddy, like, money back. They're like, keep your books. Like, they'll
once
give you...
I made a phone call.
That's what,
easy as pie. My bad, dude. Here you go, bro. If you ever want it again, like, you come find us.
Dude, I tried to sign in on the fucking Safari browser on my phone to cancel it. I tried to sign into Google to cancel it. I tried to sign into fucking YouTube to cancel it. Nothing. They're like, yeah, bad. Here's your shit. And I'm like, all right, can I cancel it? They're like, yeah, click here. And I click it. And they're like, so do you want to, this is, set up your YouTube. I'm like, what do you mean set it up? I want to cancel it. They're like, nah, just like set it up, dude.
You should set up.
You already have it. Like, just set it up.
Well, I was reading about, I forget, it was something.
Josie loves YouTube TV. She's like, oh my God, falling asleep to cartoons and fucking like watching Big Bang and all this stuff.
It also plays forever.
Dude, yeah, like the cable. I'm not going to lie though. We were watching Ninja Warrior. Woo! I'm in.
What do you mean? You've never seen Ninja Warrior?
No, I have, but the fact that it's so easy to come by now, instead of just like,
so you have YouTube TV?
We've had it for the past month, yeah.
Yeah, but you're keeping? Because you were like, we're bailing on that. Voodoo's the man.
Yeah, I know. Well, and then she was like, I kind of like the cable aspect of it. And I'm like, it is cheaper than cable, so.
110%, dude. Like, you'd at least be paying 80.
No, it's like half. So not a half, because it's $50 a month.
Well, that's if you pay 100 in cable, it's half price.
Yeah, that's what I said. You said 110%.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Oh, God damn.
That's if you take 100% and put another 100% next to it and take the 100 away.
It's got
to
be your 50.
No, you got to take away 50 from 50, though, bro, because you have to always make 100.
Now there's zero. Wait, what?
200%. Okay, cut it in half. That's 100.
Anyways, what do you give Good Omens?
Oh, 9 out of 10, man. That was a fucking blast, dude.
Tight.
It also shows...
6 episodes, right? It's like short.
Yeah. It shows demons learning about possession and angels learning about possession. God, and that's so dope.
I wish you read books because I have like 3 books that I would give you. Mr. Be Gone. It's a memoir of a demon that's trying to escape hell. Because he hates, like, his fucking stepfather, and, like, because the stepfather demon's, like, a piece of shit.
Mickey.
He works, like, a shitty job. Like, he has to, like, fucking, like, throw shit at humans or something like that, and he hates his life. and then there's 2 Chuck Palahniuk books, Doomed and Damned.
Well, you've told me about those 2. Those are not, like, ones you've been, like, egging me on for years. You just read those since when you were living with me.
Yeah, so, like, a year or 2 ago?
Yeah.
But, I mean, those are fucking so dope. And quick reads. I got through the second one, which was more, I think it was like 400 pages in like 2 days.
I think there might be something wrong with my brain that it hurts me. I don't remember what I'm reading. Like, I'm very bad at retention or playing it out in my head to make it seem cool.
Do you listen to anything while you read? Or is it just like blank space?
Well, no, I'll put on, like, if I have to, like, say I had to, like, read like a 6-page, like, article or something, I'd probably put on like chill beats, like synth beats.
See, I do melancholy classical.
Yeah.
And so, because it kind of puts you in the mood for like, well, I usually read like horror or like comics or something like that that has some type of like serious element to it. And the classical kind of like puts me in it because it starts to score behind like what's happening. And it makes it easier for me to read it. But I will say that I go through the same problem where I'll like be like 3 pages ahead and I'm like, wait.
The fuck did I just consume?
I don't remember what I just read.
Yeah.
Because your brain starts to wander on other things. So you just kind of got to really like focus, I guess, be a human.
I think I might have a focus problem.
I have ADHD, so that's why it was so hard for me to read as a child.
Yeah. That's why I consume a lot of visual media.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, like, I don't know. Books are rough in general. I remember reading It was like, there were strenuous parts about it. It was so good.
Yeah.
But the fact of that, like, it's 1,014 pages long.
Like, I could be reading a Wikipedia about my favorite subject.
I mean, that's a Bible.
And I'm like, son of a bitch. Like, I'm like, 2 sentences, move to the next paragraph.
Yeah. So, like, I've noticed that, like, if you just really focus on the words and what you're reading.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, you have to start, like, imagining everything. But Chuck Palahniuk has a really neat way of explaining how things are, and it's not boring. Some authors just take fucking forever. They're like, so the porch was a little dilapidated, and then like in the front, like it looked like a wheel of cheese, like was sketched off of this, and you're like, fuck off, I don't give a fuck about this fucking porch.
That's what also doomed me a bit is I read a ton of like hard sci-fi.
Oh, Jesus.
Tried to. Dude, I love Dune to death. Reading Dune is a fucking misery.
All right, so just fucking get the audiobooks of these.
And so I try that. but I don't feel like I'm having a conversation as much. So that's why podcasts are like my... Dude, I don't know why I pay for Apple Music.
You don't listen to it anymore.
It's wild how little I listen to music compared to podcasts.
I went through like fucking six years of just like straight podcasts. I've listened to the Tell 'Em Steve Dave library probably five times through. I think there's over 300 episodes. Five times through.
Yep.
Like, I would just go back. It was like fucking like your favorite meal or something like that. You know, it was easy.
The Ricky Gervais podcast just
super easy. Yeah, it was just like easy brain, comfort brain food, basically.
Yeah.
But I've like started getting back into like listening to music a lot. And like since it's nice out, especially, like I love just like fucking windows down, like listening to like fucking the hot jams.
Yeah.
It's nice, dude. You listen to music every time I'm in the car with you. Oh, you just hate talking.
No, why would I put on a podcast?
Dude.
Exactly.
Have you ever gotten in a car with somebody and they're like, all right, and they put on a podcast? You're like, are you fucking serious?
What would you do if I did that? You'd audibly be like, are you kidding?
Literally, I'd be like, are you fucking serious?
I'd be like, oh, I'm only 22 minutes into this 50-minute podcast. You'll get 10 minutes of it.
Yeah, do you mind?
Let's cruise.
It's really good.
Yeah, I really want to hear one third of it.
I'm like, well, here's my money. Can you just go get whatever I was getting?
So
I'll just chill here and listen to my own podcast.
I leave it on the tunes. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm not fucking unconscious of the fact that podcasts are best listened to alone.
So I listened. I watched the third season of Black Mirror.
Three episodes.
No, there's five.
Oh, third season. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, fucking bitch.
You fucking bitch, you slow ass bitch, ass old ass bitch.
Yeah, fucking watching that old ass shit.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about that new freshness.
So,
is the third season. That doesn't have San Junipero in it.
It does.
It does.
Yeah.
Woo!
It's six episodes.
Sorry.
Yeah, that was a clip. All right, so San Junipero, like, I understand, like, it's a very pretty notion and stuff like that.
That's what I want.
Kind of boring.
That's what I want.
Kind of boring episode.
Oh, it has nothing. It doesn't feel like I'm watching fucking Black Mirror.
It's tight. Like, don't get me wrong, but, like, I mean, like, it has, like, the most heart out of any episode of Black Mirror I've ever seen.
It's not the hardest dystopian fucking tragedy.
Nosedive is fucking insane.
Explain. I don't know the titles.
That's the one where they rate by the phone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. And it has Ron Howard's daughter in it.
Yeah.
That was fucking mind-numbingly, like, it was horrifying. Like,
dude,
I was
her
like,
trying
ew.
To get the rent-a-car.
Yeah.
And she's like, please.
Yeah, she's like, what the fuck? Her getting kicked out of the airport.
Yeah.
They're like, all right, we're going to dock you a point for 48 hours.
Yeah.
And then, like, it's just so fucked. Playtest with the dude from Walking Dead. He's in it. That's the one where he does the fucking, like, virtual reality.
In the mansion?
Yeah.
In, like, the house? Yeah.
That one was creepy as fuck. Kind of saw where it was going, though, so, like, it wasn't that great.
Yeah.
Shut Up and Dance, I think, might have been my favorite. That's the one where the kid gets caught jerking off, and they're like, hey, you have to go do this. Like, they're messaging him.
Oh, yeah.
And fucking
like
Bronn.
Ransom.
Bronn from Game of Thrones is in it.
Yeah.
That is so every fucking turn of that episode you're like no
don't do that,
wait, like, now this is happening, like, just let him go. And then you find out the end why and you're like, oh, fuck him. Yeah
it's a very, it reminds me of the story of that movie Fuck Me.
Okay.
It's a very good movie about a guy who did something really fucked up in his past and someone's torturing him all the way through his, like, life later in his life because of something he did in the past. God damn it. I honestly like this movie. Josh Brolin did a fucking remake. Old Boy.
Yeah. Where the fucking fight with the one-shot fight of the building.
With the hammer.
That was tight as hell. Men Against Fire, that was the one where they have the implant in the eye and they're going after, like, these, like, roaches. That's what they call the people.
Yeah.
That one was really good.
Yeah.
I like that one a lot. And Hated in the Nation was the one that I spoke about last week.
Yeah.
And that's the bees. All in all, that season, like 9.5. So fucking good. So
you'll
fucked.
Love four then.
Yeah, I'm stoked. I'm glad I'm back on the Black Mirror train.
Yeah. I think the reason I like San Junipero is when people are like, when I'm trying to explain my desire to, like, be part of something like a simulation because it could be as good as reality.
Trust
for
me,
the
I
next
know.
Life. San Junipero shows that better than The Matrix, because The Matrix looks like hell.
Well,
this doesn't look like hell. It looks more like heaven.
Yeah, I agree. And I think
in a digital world,
it's a neat notion that you can go to different time periods.
Yep.
And
you can
all
end it when you desire.
Right. But and it's basically like, so like it's a virtual reality thing to where you die and just are uploaded to this cloud.
Correct.
But you get to experience it, like when you're in hospice, you get to experience it for like 5 hours every Friday, I think.
Yeah, you get a taste of.
So it's like from like 7 p.m. to 12 a.m. and then you're gone.
Yep.
And these two girls meet, and like, it's a beautiful thing. Don't get me wrong,
pretty,
but like,
that's why I like it, because it's pretty to me.
I was watching it and I was like, dude, this Tony is just a fucking little crybaby.
Are any of these dudes going to become wolves?
Yeah,
or
is there a robot happening anytime soon?
There's no fucking alien orgies. No. Jesus.
God, boring. No, I really enjoyed it though. That was a sick season.
She's a good actress. The little blonde girl. She's in like, she's fucking, shit.
Wait, little blonde girl.
Not like redhead.
Oh,
like the nerd
yeah.
She's a very good actress.
She was great. Yeah. So was the counterpart to that. Yeah. She was awesome as well. Everything about the episode, the acting of Black Mirror is like hands down. I don't know. Like, you can't really put much up to it.
No, they're pretty much like, hey, here, prep. Because this is going to be intense.
They will reuse actors, but not like in the sense of American Horror Story for like an anthology, to where it's almost like, these are like the fucking key players, and we're going to do different plays every fucking season.
That's crazy.
I like the fact that it's just one and done, because you can like pick it up, let it go, pick it up, let it go. But all of those resonated like super hard with me, and I remember all of them because they were so well done. So yeah, if you haven't watched Black Mirror, fucking hell.
Man, 4 is going to fucking, it's wild too.
Yeah, I'm kind of bummed that like 5 wasn't that great.
Well, yeah, 5's 3 episodes, and they are, you might, I don't know, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Maybe I had bad
I was expecting more, but maybe I was in a bad frame of mind. I don't know.
Probably.
I've been in a bad frame of mind lately.
Yeah. Fucking depressed bitch.
Whatever, you punk ass piece of shit.
What else you see?
Rip your arms off some of your old dick.
Oh, wow.
I saw, hey, this isn't depressing. I watched fucking Not Another Teen Movie.
Oh.
That movie is fucking hilarious.
It is really funny. Jamie's got a gun. Oh, my God, she's got the gun!
It's, dude, Chris Evans is fucking hilarious.
Hey, do you want a banana split?
Oh my God, dude. It's so fucking funny, man.
Yeah,
like,
I love that movie.
It's,
I remember,
wild.
Like,
the chick that wants to fuck her brother.
The Cruel Intentions.
Yeah.
I remember this movie like fucking, like yesterday I watched it, but yeah. I've seen it so many times, and it is so good. It's like Varsity Blues, Cruel Intentions, like all these awesome, like shitty movies of the 90s that were good, but like it's such a good parody movie. Unlike most, it's on par with Scary Movie 2, if not better.
The fucking, he's like, Reggie, get out there. Can he play? God damn it.
And they're like,
Reggie's had 5 concussions. I think he's in a coma. He's like, but can he play? God damn it.
Doesn't he have like a peanut butter sandwich in his helmet?
Oh, I think, I don't know. I forget
they're
that.
They're like, oh my God, you're bleeding. And he like pulls it out and he's like, oh no, that's my peanut butter and
jelly
sandwich.
That's Little Giants.
Oh shit.
Yeah, because Rick Moranis is like, what the hell is that? And he like licks it and he's like, that's strawberry. And like just eats it.
That's so funny because like Rick Moranis was the fucking Darth Helmet.
Yeah.
And he's like, sir, we've been jammed. Strawberry.
He was like, hey, let's put this in this Little Giants movie I'm making. But no, like Reggie's that fat dude who keeps getting hit, and he like
they're like, one more concussion.
Yeah,
Reggie.
Chris Evans like, you got 2 concussions left, Reggie, and he's like, let's go, boys,
and
runs
into
the
locker,
wall, and he's
okay.
Like, he have 1 concussion. Okay,
Chris Evans is fantastic in that, and that's sort of that like pretty boy, like he gets cast as fucking Human Torch right after that Johnny Storm, and then right after that Push, and then like he really started to come into himself. I feel like when you hit like Scott Pilgrim,
yeah. Because that's funny fucking Chris Evans.
He's good in that. He's so good. Scott Pilgrim rocks so
he's
hard.
Like, you don't think I can grind that sick rail?
Yeah. He's like, oh, are you going to do
this.
It? You do a slide. He's like, it's a 50-50, bro.
What's that, like a slidey thing you're going to do?
Yeah.
He's like, no, it's 50-50 grind, bro. Watch.
It's called a grind. His fucking like eyebrows, like his emotion through his face and that is so good. And then to see him be like one of the best parts of Marvel Universe. Yeah. Captain America.
Very good.
I mean, like, I can do this all day. Fuck.
That's America's ass.
Yeah, that was fucking amazing. Son of a bitch, I cannot wait till it comes to home video.
There's a fucking scene where, like, Chris Evans' friend is, like, whispering in Janie's ear, and he's like, don't do it, man. And he's like, Janie, I'm sorry. It was a bet. It was when you were kind of weird and smelled a little funky, but you were hot down deep. Like, I'm sorry. And she's like, what bet? And he's like, I just told her that you were going to reveal a super secret, and I told her that, you know, he's like,
he's like,
I whispered that I was telling you a super secret, but I didn't, so you would reveal a super secret. And he's like, fuck, like runs away. And this friend, dude.
What do you give? Funny. Not Another Teen
Nine,
Movie?
Man. It's fun. Mm. Like, it's not as good as, like, Dumb and Dumber or fucking Tommy Boy, but, like, it's a good slapstick joke. I'm about
to
movie. Say,
there's, like, not much that Tommy Boy holds up to. And Dumb and Dumber is almost a masterpiece.
It's fucking, yeah. Jesus.
Oh, I haven't seen anything else, but I did read last night. It's called White Knight.
Yeah.
It's a Batman book where Joker becomes sane.
Mm-hmm.
And basically turns Gotham against Batman. He becomes Jack Napier, which is the Joker's name in the fucking Tim Burton first Batman.
Oh, okay.
Jack Nicholson plays Jack Napier, and that's when he becomes the Joker.
Like as a gangster?
Yes. But he like becomes like Gotham's White Knight.
Uh-oh. And he's like, look at this wild bat.
Dude, he's
fuck
like,
him.
He's like, yo, you guys have this like devastation fund that's basically to repair everything that Batman's done. He takes everything away from the rich and in the city and takes it to the backport, which someone calls Blackport at one time in the comic, and like goes to these like low income housing and fucks it all up and chases these criminals. They're like, who's the real villain here? And turns Gotham against Batman.
I'm with Jack Napier.
Fucking one of the tightest books I've ever read. And it's written and drawn by the same dude, Sean Murphy.
Good for him.
Dude, and he's about to release Curse of the White Knight. It is such a tight book. Bob gave it to me. And, let me borrow it.
Yeah.
I have it forever. Highly recommend it. If you have not read Batman White Knight, definitely do. It's part of like DC Dark, which is like one-offs.
Ooh.
So, like, basically...
DC Dark, is that, like, Showtime Night?
Yeah, it's, like, Skinamax.
Yeah.
Yeah, Batman's like, look at my bat dick.
it's got wings.
Yeah, that's my balls.
Fun.
It's so veiny. The waiting. Remember the bat wing?
Like in the Spanish dude?
Yeah.
Like, oh, so veiny.
It's fucking so good. So good. And the new series comes out in July.
I'm never watching Still Waiting, by the way.
Still Waiting.
It's a movie.
Oh, the...
Yeah. Yeah. I see it because it's right next to Waiting on one of the streaming things. And I'm like, never. Never. It looks so bad. It's got the manager as the front guy.
I wonder if it opens up with Sum 41 Still Waiting.
So am I still waiting
for this
world to stop hating?
I forget it a little
can't
bit.
Can't find a... I love Sum 41.
Good reason. Can't find hope to believe in or can't find something to believe in.
Can't find something to believe in. White Knight, I give like fucking like a 10. It's so sick. Like, why they like do other things in comic books when you have like these pure fucking awesome shits that like people have taken on page?
Yeah.
And they're like, no, we can do something better.
I feel like they're like, well, we don't want to be just some sort of copycat idiots. We want to put our own spins.
And then you look at
and
Marvel.
And the spins are shit.
And you're like, damn, they're doing the Lord's work because they're just sticking to it, but deviating a little bit, but not enough to where,
they're
like...
They're getting enough.
Yeah.
Way more than their competitor.
What's tight is that the MCU feels like the Ultimate Universe to Marvel. So, like, Marvel at one time made the Ultimate Universe was basically like, hey, here's book one of Spider-Man. We're redoing it, but kind of not, but, like, it's the same story. It's, like, a little bit different art and shit like that. But we're still doing the ongoing Spider-Man, but we're just doing this other offshoot. And... it was fucking incredible, and that's what the MCU feels like.
Yeah.
Now that DC is doing what they're doing, like with the fucking Joker movie.
Oh, my God.
Like.
Hard R.
I'm not going to lie. Like, they're one-offs. That's what they should do.
Yeah.
Think about, like, fucking, like, the Dark Knight trilogy. That was never interconnected with anything. They mentioned Metropolis maybe once. Maybe they, like, had, like, little, like, Easter eggs. But, like, it stood alone for its own thing. And I think that they're good at that. They just can't. Do the whole thing because they're trying to rush it to become Marvel.
Yeah, they you can't chase Marvel when they've been doing it for a decade. Calm down. Build your characters.
Dude, it was wild. They're like, Man of Steel did well. All right, Batman v Superman. All right, Justice League.
Yeah.
What? Oh, God.
Holy shit.
The wheels fell off and the brakes don't work and I don't know how to stop it.
You think they want some Suicide Squad?
Oh, God. The fucking clutch is not working anymore either.
Sell some hats at Hot Topic.
Sweet
quick.
God. Yeah, please cut a good trailer. Oh, people want to see it. Sweet. Yeah. They don't know it's a turd.
Yeah, put a cool song in it.
I guess the new Suicide Squad by James Gunn is like supposed to be really good.
Oh, fuck.
Like, there's like a lot of hype on it and shit. James Gunn though, dude.
Those current actors are not that good though.
Will Smith, I don't think is in it.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Harley Quinn's getting her own movie.
Yeah, Birds of Prey, I believe it's called.
Yeah.
So that's gonna be like her, Catwoman, Batgirl, and Poison Ivy.
Could be.
I believe.
I don't know.
And there's a dude doing a fucking new Batman movie, casting a new Batman called The Batman.
Damn.
It's supposed to be noir, which I like.
Well, isn't it Robert Pattinson?
Yes.
As Batman?
Yeah.
That'll be dope.
I glimmer.
I'm fine with that.
I shimmer.
People are like, fuck him. I'm like, you'd say fuck him to fucking like Leonardo DiCaprio. You guys are bitch trolls.
He'd be a type Batman.
He would, but actually he wouldn't, because he's also Leonardo fucking DiCaprio, so...
I wouldn't mind it.
I would mind it. I'd like Ben Affleck more.
Dude, I'm so bummed that he didn't get like his just desserts on that shit.
Who would be your favorite Batman, then?
The ones that have been cast?
No.
Oh, who would
if
I want?
If you're a caster. You're a casting agent.
I'm casting director.
And you go, hey, big dog Pauly, you got an infinite budget. Anyone who you call will come up.
Jeez, that's a tough one. Timothy Oliphant wouldn't be bad.
No.
And also John Hamm.
John Hamm's very like...
He would be a cool older Batman.
Yeah.
Like
a Batman Beyond.
That would be... Well, they've been talking about like, what if they got Michael Keaton?
How fucking dope would that be the same, 30 years later?
Yeah, handing off the torch. Because you look at him in like RoboCop and you're like, damn, he's old as fuck.
He is old as fuck.
Yeah, I know, yeah. They're making a new Beetlejuice movie. Anyways.
And a new fucking Bill and Ted, which I don't need.
The world doesn't need it. You're right. Keanu Reeves actually might not be bad either.
Keanu would be...
And also, you could pin him at like 33, 34, even though he's like 50.
Oh my God, yeah, the youngest just, 50 ever.
Yeah, he just fucking eats like wheatgrass and whatever
sucks
the fuck.
Sucks human blood and
probably
retains his vampire power.
Yeah, those would probably be my picks, all five of them.
I was trying to think of one that like strikes me, and I'm like, fuck it. There's no one that I'm like, yeah, John Hamm would be pretty dope.
He's got the build for it, for sure. And I think he would look good as Bruce Wayne, because that's like where the main acting comes from, is like Bruce Wayne. Like, because I mean, it's just a stunt dude in the outfit. And I really dig what they did with Ben Affleck giving him the voice changer instead of him having to do a voice, because I really think that takes everyone out of it. Because like, if the voice is kind of shitty and they already shot the movie, they're not going to redo it.
Where's the trigger?
Like, I mean,
Rachel, like, I'm not wearing hockey pads.
What is that?
I'm not wearing hockey pads. What's that?
Like, it just is sucks. Honestly, Tom Hardy might not be that bad either.
I was thinking if he hadn't played Bane, he'd be a good Batman.
Even though he did play Bane, I think he'd be a great, because he could do fucking anything.
Yeah.
He could have played the bear in fucking that movie with Leonardo DiCaprio and him in it.
If Chris Evans wasn't.
What the fuck?
Captain America, he What's could be a good called? Batman.
The Revenant. He could have been the bear in
sure
Revenant.
Sure could have.
He could have been,
the bear.
Yeah.
Look at that British bear.
Oh my God. Tom Hardy did it again. Just blew our minds.
What a magician. That's fun.
Who did you say?
Huh?
Who did you just say?
Oh, that Chris Evans has a very like Bruce Wayne, like he could be a really nice, sharp
fucking
billionaire.
Yeah. He'd be great, yeah.
Like people that fucking
You know what Robert Downey Jr. would be great as is Green Arrow. He'd be Ollie. He'd be fantastic at that. He'll never do it, but he'd be great.
Who would you pick for Spawn?
Spawn? God, that's a tough one.
That is a tough one.
He's Michael not really, B. Jordan.
He's not really funny.
No.
He's more so just like, leave me alone.
Michael B. Yeah.
I want my wife.
The guy that played him in the HBO series has the best voice for Spawn. That's who I hear when I read Spawn.
Yeah.
And same thing with like fucking Batman animated series. That's the voice that I hear as well. Michael something or other. Fuck, I can't remember his name. But yeah, Michael B. Jordan would be cool with Spawn.
Yeah. I was going to say him or the dude who played fucking Black Panther.
Oh, yeah. I can never
He's
remember
solemn.
That dude's name. But like Michael B. Jordan from Black Panther.
Oh, Michael B. Jordan is also the greatest. He's like.
He's so good.
Yeah.
He's so good. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is wild.
Like even Fahrenheit 451, like I was like, not that great, but like he's awesome.
He's awesome, yeah.
He's so watchable. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Anyways, what else?
Last thing on my list of what I saw this week is an adaptation of Philip K. Dick's awesome fucking book, Scanner Darkly. Yeah. And by far the best adaptation of one of his books.
What's another adaptation?
Minority Report.
Loved it.
Fucking Blade Runner.
Loved it.
Fucking, oh God.
Blade Runner was kind of boring.
There's others. Blade Runner is based off of a book called Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep?
Yeah.
Which is a crazy fucking title. And
cool.
a Scanner Darkly is a weird fucking title.
It is.
For a book. But Philip K. Dick is fucking...
A Scanner Darkly...
So dope.
Is fucking mind-blowingly awesome.
It's so beautiful.
One of the coolest things to look at while watching a movie, because you're like, oh, we're watching these actors just with like a filter.
Yeah, these wild filters that are really pretty.
Winona Ryder kills it.
Woody Harrelson.
Keanu Reeves, dude.
Yeah.
And RDJ, Robert Downey Jr., fucking murders, too.
Dude, so fucking funny.
He plays such a good junkie. It's crazy.
Him and Woody Harrelson as junkie friends. Yeah. Like, they don't trust each other. They hate each other. Robert Downey almost lets him die.
What was the one dude, like the roach guy?
Yeah, fucking, Freck.
Freck.
Freck. That was Rory Cochran. And he's like itching around. He's like, and when Robert Downey Jr. is fucking with him, he's like, Freck, you're going to turn into a little bug if you don't stop taking all those pills. And he's like, shut up, man. Shut up. And he's like, oh,
cool.
He's like, that's not your real voice. And he's like,
and then he's sitting there reading a newspaper as a fucking cockroach.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's so funny. And dude, then, like, the heads explode. Man, it's fucking...
A Scanner Darkly is some of the fucking tightest shit ever. Yeah.
Taking a fucking drug literally called, like, Substance D for death. And it comes from a little blue flower. And
the ending of that movie is fucking just melt your brain. It, you're like, damn.
It's so poetic and beautiful. And then.
Have you what's that on right now?
Fucking HBO, I think.
Because I'd definitely give that movie like a fucking 9.5.
I have it if you want it too.
So do
it's a 10 for me because it's,
I definitely own
it's
that
a
movie,
one of a
bitch.
Kind film. Like, it's one of a kind.
It is.
And. Oh, man. It works on every level. It's so wild.
So good.
And also, it doesn't make me feel as like. Mopey as junkie movies usually do.
Yeah, like
go
Requiem.
Watch Salt and Sea. See if you feel good. Or Salt, or Requiem.
Dude, Salt and Sea, the fucking, what was it, Honey Bear?
Oh, dude, yeah. Pooh Bear.
Is it Pooh Bear?
Yeah.
Okay, right on.
Yeah, and he's like, here, have some eggs.
God, he's...
He's like, that's livers. I'm playing you. I'm a dog. I just tricked you like a dog. Dude, you're not eating human brains.
He has no nose.
Driving
he's
the little...
so much meth.
Yeah, driving the RC cars with, like, the Kennedys. He's like, oh, Jackie looks so beautiful. And it's like birds tied up in the car.
It's...
And shoots them with rifles.
So fucked.
It's a fucked movie with no happiness.
Salt and Sea is fucking awesome.
I think Val Kilmer must have had some sort of stint with meth, because he also narrated and produced a fucking documentary called American Meth.
Yeah. I watched a little bit of Quiz Show on your behalf.
Oh, yeah.
And I love it so far. I just fell asleep during it.
It's a wild ride. It's better than the fucking other game show thing we watched, in my opinion.
Well, I haven't gotten through it, but the other one was interesting because it was, like, real.
Yeah.
Like a documentary.
This one's based off a real guy.
I know,
but
it's
a re...
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's, like, acting. But it is really tight. Like, I enjoyed it a lot. Shooter McGavin, he's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, let's hop into the Test of Tony. We watched Out Cold. We started watching this movie, and I was like, oh, my God, this happens, this
you
happens,
remember,
this happens,
yeah,
this happens.
Everything.
Yeah, Josie's like, what the fuck? And I was like, yeah, man, I fucking remember the shit out of this movie. I really enjoyed the rewatch of this.
It's like an A. They follow every step of a fucking comedy.
Yes.
They're like, A through Z, guys, we follow every step. We're going to make a comedy.
Yes.
Here it comes.
Jason or Justin London?
Yeah.
It's one of the twins. The guy that played in Mallrats, it's his brother.
Long hair, dude. Real cool back then.
Yeah, way cool. Zach Galifianakis, fucking Roy from, or Rory from The Office.
Yeah.
Plays the gay bartender.
Yep.
He's incredible.
Yeah.
So funny. That is such a good fucking role. Who else is in that? Fucking Dangle from Reno 911.
Yep.
Tom... Motherfucker. He's named after a beetle. Oh, son of a bitch. Name the Beatles real quick. Go ahead.
What? Like fucking
Tom
John
Lennon.
Lennon?
Tom Lennon. That's his name.
Okay. I was like, name them the real names?
Yeah. Japanese.
Who the fuck else? There was one other person. The fucking guy from Anchorman. He plays like the weatherman.
Oh, yeah. I can never remember that dude's name.
I don't
name.
Know that dude's name, but he's in it as another version of that same character.
Very true, yeah. This movie, I mean, it plays to like the 15, 16 year old in you.
Yep.
And does it so well. And especially for our generation, because like the non PC aspect of this movie is off the charts.
Oh, dude. It's literally like, oh, he's asleep. Let's make him gay.
Not even that.
Oh, he's asleep.
Like, I think he says,
let's
have
a bear lick his nuts.
Like, he's like, yo, I got to wake up early in the morning. I got to do this. He's like, yeah, I got fag practice in the morning. You're like, wow.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
It's mainly Zach Galifianakis' character that's always calling everyone out.
For sure. Yeah. It's and the fucking the owner of the park calls that dude retard, like, fucking, like, it's going out of style.
He's like, oh, he's not talking to you. He's like, he is. He's like, I am retard. Come on.
Yeah. It's wild, but yeah, the movie is definitely like super like, hey, paint by numbers, like yeah. this is like what we need to do. Some fucking high-end people are taking over our mountain and we got to get yeah. it back because don't go changing Bull Mountain.
Yep. And will we revolt?
It is so fucking fun and so funny and awesome. I think it's PG. It has to be PG-13.
It is.
Because they were like the only side boob and yep. nothing else. No nip, no nothing.
Yep.
I mean, it's like super run of the mill and shit. But like at the same time, like I give it like for that category, like an 8.5 because it works so well.
Yeah. I give it a 7.5 only because I think I had watched some stuff that was better in the comedic category lately. And I was like, well, this is right there with the other for run that, of the mills, but
for that time period,
a 7.5 is not bad for a comedy either.
I fucking take it back.
Nope, suck on it.
All right, suck one. Did I ever tell you that? Some dude calls up to the shop one night and he's like, "Hey, the fucking other Pizza Hut that's supposed to deliver to me fucking is closed.
Yeah,
will you deliver?" And I was like, "Oh no, you're out of our delivery area." He's like, "I'm 0.4 miles away from you." I was like, "Right, but like the computer won't accept it." We were right towards closed too. And he was like, "Suck one," and hung up.
Suck one.
I was like, "Suck one?
Suck one whose?"
That's the best thing I've ever heard.
Call him back. I will deliver.
Yeah.
You're and cool,
I'll,
bro.
And I'll suck one.
Coming over there.
Yeah. And you'll be coming over here. All right. Let's hop into movie of the week. We watch I Am Mother, Netflix original.
You wouldn't think.
I will say.
Yeah.
This one worked a lot better.
It did its job better than a ton of these originals.
I agree. Josie said that the robot was the chick from Neighbors.
Oh, his
Seth
wife?
Seth Rogen's wife, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The
girl that plays the main lead in the movie definitely does her job well.
Yeah.
And, like, they give you, like, a certain amount of days at the beginning, and, like, I was like, wait, that can't be right, because she would be this old. And, like, yeah. Josie's like, well, you're way wrong, she'd be this old. I was like, oh, but that still isn't right, right? She's like, yeah. And then you find out how it plays out that, like, different shit has happened. It's a neat fucking movie, and it really delivers in a cool sci-fi way, and it paces itself well. There's a really beautiful shots in the movie, yeah. too, because I was like, damn, it's only going to be the base.
Yeah.
Like where they're at, and then they go outside, and you're like, "Wow, they spent some fucking."
This looks
dough.
Sharp, yeah,
yeah.
It offsets it way better than I thought. I'm like, "Oh, great, it'll be in like a dark forest. That'll be it."
Yep.
No, there's some really scenic shit.
Yeah, they definitely got some high end drone shots on this.
I would say, yeah, like the fucking CGI for when they do some stuff does look dope too.
The robots are sick,
like the lasers and shit. Like
yes.
I was like, "Fuck me, that's like Star Wars melting."
The cargo to yeah you're right yeah. like fucking Qui-Gon
yeah.
those are blast
those sabers jabbing through there.
The cargo ship I felt looked really fucking cool.
Yeah.
And in even like the cornfields and all that stuff, it was really neat tech, a really fucking sick basis for a movie, and also like it wasn't cheese at the end and also had like a really great message.
There was a point at the end like when
you cried.
No, when a robot closes a door.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, snap. Like, I was like, I did not expect that dystopian.
Yeah.
I was like, fucking A. Mm-hmm. And, like, there's a lot in this movie that you wouldn't expect to be this well done.
I will say that it was a little long. They could have cut some parts.
For sure. There's some growth that could have been quicker.
Yeah. But at the same time, like I said, it was paced decently well. Especially
for
Netflix.
I thought it was all aesthetically pleasing. The tech looked good. The mm-hmm. sci-fi looked good. She looked awesome, the robot.
Yeah, mother.
Yeah, mother, like...
I love that they only call her daughter.
Yeah.
That's so fucking creepy.
Yeah.
But it's such a little thing. Like, I don't know. It was actually really well done. I'd probably give it, like, a 7.5.
I think it's one of the eeriest realities.
Yeah.
What a fucked reality. So if you like the idea, it's on par with Black Mirror. It's like a long episode of Black Mirror to a degree.
I agree with
yeah.
that. Well, like a baby version of
yeah.
Black Mirror.
Yeah, but it's on a global level.
Yeah, no, I'm more so saying like the dystopian shit that happens.
The horrificness?
Yeah, is nowhere near what Black Mirror is.
Well, Black Mirror is also like, hey, shock and awe.
Black Mirror might as well be called like, hey, you want to get a pit in your stomach
mm-hmm.
while watching something? I know this is entertainment, but want to feel like shit?
Work's going to suck tomorrow. Watch
yeah.
this.
Yeah, fucking think about this for a while. Chew on this, asshole. That's what it should yeah. be called. Chew on this, asshole. Because like you're just like, Jesus, why do people think of these things?
I apologize for watching this.
Yeah, I'm so sorry I did this to you, brain.
Yeah, and I'm over here like, I'll watch another.
So innate, huh?
8 deep impacts.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a lot of DPs. DIs.
You wish. You wish.
A lot of fucking double penetrations. So next week, we're going to watch Lesson Zero for Test of Tony, RDJ again.
Yep.
And Movie of the Week, The Perfection. Wait, no, we're doing Dune.
Dune, bro.
For Test of Tony, my bad.
The Spice Melange will flow, bro.
I need to borrow that because that's not like streaming on anything.
Okay.
And I bought it for you, so.
And it totally is, but.
Where?
Amazon.
Dune?
Grow your eyeballs.
Oh my god.
The spice. He's alive.
Until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he was like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is removed from your fucking call list.
Dan, I'm let's like, take a step back here.
Just
I can save you a lot
insurance.
Of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
So they're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that.
And
great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
I know you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on, he is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you, too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavscast number 50. Chris Clem.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Lousy Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cavscast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavscast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavscast. It's fantastic.